This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Elizabeth Bradshaw. Liz, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
And what is your husband's name?
It's John.
John. So what was the road or path to St. Joan of Arc? How did you get originally connected?
Well, I'm not from Indianapolis, but when we moved here, we were looking for a house, and we found one down the street at 4340 North Park Avenue. And during that process, we had been looking at some different churches. My husband's from Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish, but we really loved the church. We loved the 5:30 Sunday Mass, as a lot of young people do, and just the beauty of the church. It is just transcendent. It makes you really feel like you're in the presence of God. So originally, it was for those reasons. And once we got settled and we made friends in our neighborhood and we had children, we realized that Joan of Arc was just a place for family. It was really the people more than even the gorgeous columns and the altar and the stained glass windows that made it really feel like a place where God was dwelling.
Right. So what type of groups or committees or things have you and your husband gotten involved with over the years?
Well, he is a lector, and our children have all been altar servers. And I have been on the St. Joan of Arc School Commission for, I don't know, maybe 10-plus years at various points. I'm also a teacher. Even before our kids went to school, I served on the school commission, and we have seen the school grow and worked with lots of different principals and some great leadership there, and that's been really fulfilling.
That's awesome. So what, just some specific moments with some of the people, what are some of your favorite moments, even, you know, involving your family or, you know, mm-hmm. some people within the parish? What are some of those specific moments that are some of your favorite?
Favorite moments have been just seeing the parish family rally around each other in good times and bad times, whether it's a wonderful, happy, sunny French market, or I think actually my favorite was the rainy one where there were terrible storms and everybody just really threw in together and had so much joy in doing that. I think also I remember specific special masses, like holiday masses around Christmas or Easter, or seeing family, seeing friends who had been ill, who are back together again, experiencing losses ourselves, and seeing the love that was outpoured towards us walking back from communion. Just things like that have been mainstays for us.
Okay. And if you're going to pick out a couple people, because there's probably a ton you could say, but who would you like to give a little bit of appreciation to for what you've seen them do to help the community with, you know, within the church over the years?
I have to say Jamie and Barry Pichars. They are our neighbors who live across the street from us, and when we met them, they had two little kids. We had no children, and it was their commitment to St. Joan of Arc Parish and School that really drew us to Joan of Arc and really modeled the loyalty and the commitment to sacrifice and to be problem solvers, to be supporters rather than tearing down a community has been really life-changing for us.
That's beautiful. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close this out?
No, I'm just grateful for the chance to share my love of Joan of Arc, and thanks for this project.
You got it. And just stay on the line. I'm going to close it out.